First of all, Bobby, how good was it to get the winner at the weekend?
Yeah, it was a surprise, put it that way. It was just good to contribute to the team, and obviously winning the winner that come from the header was highlight of my day. But yeah, it was a great performance by the lads, and other 14 players that took part in the game all contributed brilliantly.
Can you talk us through the goal?
Well, it's funny, as we were going up for it, I did say to the lad marking me, because he was a foot shorter than me, I said, if the ball comes in anywhere near us, you know you're not going to stop me scoring. And he just laughed, and it was funny that it came in and I scored. And there was one 5 minutes later, and he said the same thing to me that time. He wasn't going to let me score this time. So I had a bit of banter about it. So it was just good to get on the end of a good cross from Jacob Mellis.
They were two big wins, weren't they, against Brightford and Watford. And you've really regained some momentum, I suppose.
Yeah, massive. Two really good teams, passing teams, and we knew if we got in their faces and stopped them playing that they wouldn't change their way and they wouldn't have a plan B and go direct. So that was the plan, just to get in their face and stop them playing. And it worked perfectly. The lads have took into everything the manager said since he's come in. Obviously, I think we've got 10 wins out of 16 now. So it's a tremendous effort by everyone. And I think everyone deserves credit. The manager deserves great plaudits for what he's done in 16 games.
A lot of people wrote Barnsley off around the end of last year, and it is quite an accomplishment, isn't it, to be in the position you're in going into this home straight now?
Yeah, it's, as I say, it's tremendous effort. I've not known a run like this in my time, in 9 years of being here. This kind of effort, 10 wins in 16, is promotion form. I think if the season started on January 1st, I think we'd be third or fourth. So it's been a great effort, but there's still a long way to go. The frustrating thing is we can't seem to pull away from the bottom three. Everyone seems to be winning at the minute.
Yeah, and that is sort of the other aspect of it, isn't it? Everybody else seems to be on a good run too. What do you make of the Championship in general? I suppose there's about 12 teams who won't feel that they're safe just yet.
Yeah, no, it's great. When the manager took over, the bottom four were adrift, and that was always the aim, that was always the talk, try and bring everyone else back into it, and we've done that. And as you say, there's probably 10 teams that will be worrying still now. We've got a hard run in, but the form we're in, I fancy us to beat anyone at the minute.
How much would you like to be involved in the next game? Because it's a pretty big one, isn't it, Bobby?
Yeah. It's a massive game, Sheffield Derby. The fans will be up for it, and we're off now for a week, and we'll prepare properly next week, and everyone will be firing in training, trying to get in the starting 11.
Is it hard to have an international break when you've got such a big game coming up? Because I suppose you just want to get on with it now. You want to get into the preparations, I suppose, for that Wednesday game.
Yeah, the momentum's there with these two wins. So they've been great to have the game again this Saturday, but obviously not able to with the international break. But as I said, we've had a good week. We'll have a good week off now with the families, and everyone will recuperate, ready for next week, and we'll just prepare properly for the game.
How important is that time off to sort of, you know, spend some time with the families, recharge the batteries as well, because it is such a heavy schedule at this time of year, and you've got Easter coming up as well when the games come thick and fast?
Yeah, definitely. We've spent a lot of time with each other since the managers took over. A lot of hotels together, watching games, and just spending time with each other, really, trying to get the formula to get us out of the trouble we're in, and it's working in a minute. So, yeah, it's been great to have this time off, and we make the most of it, and then we'll kick on again when we get back to training.
On a personal point of view, have there been any frustrating moments this season? I suppose you've not started quite as many games as you would have hoped. Mm.
No. I knew at the beginning of the season when I spoke with Keith, the previous manager, that he was using me as a squad player this year. So I just accepted that, and I just try and help the lads every week and be positive around the place and give me advice to the younger lads. So that's the role I've took on this year. It's frustrating when you're not playing as a player. Each player will tell you that, but there's been no problem. I'm just getting on with what the manager wants me to do, and I'll continue to do that to the end of the season.
You remain such a popular player with the fans. I don't think there could have been a more popular goal scorer at the weekend than yourself. Yeah. I mean, how much does their support mean to you?
Yeah, it's tremendous. I've got a great relationship with the fans and in the town in general. I obviously live here now. I'm always in the community doing things. So it's great to have that kind of relationship. And I think it's important as players that we try and be role models for the kids in the town, and that's what we're aiming to do. And there's a few of the lads in and around the place in the community that live here, so it's an important role.
And in with regard to, you know, you said that Keith had said to you that you may be more of a squad player this year. Is that a role that you're comfortable with now in your career, or do you feel like, you know, you're still a youngish guy, you should be playing first team football?
Yeah, I'd like to be playing more regular, I won't lie, but I just adhere to what the manager wants to do, and you can't force a manager's hand if he wants to play other players or go a different way. As I say, I just adhere to that and do what he wants, and I've kept myself fit and available for when I'm called upon, so that's what I do. If I'm not playing, I just do extra work and keep myself fit and try and be just a good example to the players that are not playing themselves in the team. So they follow that example and keep themselves fit, and they've got to be ready. You've just got to be ready for when you're called upon them.
And do you still see a longer term future at Barnsley? The fans would love to see you staying around for a long time.
Yeah, well, the board have spoke to me and the manager, and they said they're going to give me a new contract for next year at the end of the season, depending what league we're in. So I assume that offer will be still on at the end of the season, but you never know in football. I'm just playing now to end the season, just hope we stay up, and that's my only main aim at the minute, is just help the team stay in the division, then the future will take care of itself then.